Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and it is Wednesday. It's hump day, officially, for a lot of people. The week is half over. So welcome to the show. We're going to have an interesting show today. My theme is about answering questions about abundance. Now, when I use the word abundance, and a lot of people automatically think, oh, he's talking about money. But I'm not really talking about money per se, because abundance can be about a lot of different things. You can have an abundance of love. You can have abundance of friends. You can have abundance of work, abundance of whatever. So abundance can be a lot of different things. It's just your definition of abundance. But here's the issue. And the issue for a lot of us is getting that abundance. How do I get abundance? Right? So we'll talk about, we'll let Spirit talk to you about what your issues are and what's going on about abundance for you. That's, or your people who have passed, your dead ancestors. We'll talk about abundance. I'm kind of on that theme. I do it for you, but I do it for me. The more I focus on abundance and how to get there, and what's the process of getting abundance, and how do we get rid of all the stuff that keeps us from being abundant, then not only am I helping you to be abundant, which is really important for me, sharing information. That's what my job is in life, is to share information. And I think this is a really, really important topic, is to share on abundance, because we all want it. We want money, we want jobs, we want relationships, we want friends, we want, you know, all of that. And so you can define abundance in different ways. So that's what I'm talking about. So I have a lot of quotes. I think I'll start with a Mike Dooley quote. Mike Dooley was in The Secret and saw him live. And he wrote a book called The 10 Things Dead People Want You to Know, which was really kind of a cool book. I read it. I got it after I saw him in a workshop. So let's get into Mike's quote, and then we'll get into an Abraham quote, which is kind of related. It's all about abundance at some level, right? You can have abundance of anything. Faith, you can have an abundance of faith. Just abundance, if you look at the dictionary definition, it's an overwhelming amount of something. It's an overwhelming amount of anything. Now, sometimes it can be over too much, but in most cases, I think you can have, if you're abundant with money or abundant with love or abundant with abundance of courage, just means you have a lot of it. But a lot of us don't because of various reasons. So let me do Mike's quote. Okay, let me do Mike's quote. And then we'll talk more about abundance. And if you have any questions about it and about your abundance, whatever your abundance is about, love, money, like my friend here, love, money, relationships, courage, dreams, goals, abundance of goals, right? I have an abundance of goals in my life. Yes, so we'll talk more about that. Well, I'm putting my focus, and that's what I'm going to do in a class at Learn It Live on, is abundance. So that all of these little techniques that I picked up over the years with listening to the Abraham material and a lot of other teachers and what my spirit guides have to say about it, we'll get into that. So we're going to talk about abundance and answer your questions about maybe what you can do to be more abundant. Because if you believe in the law of attraction, I saw a great video today, kind of thinking about this. Saw a really great video today. It was famous people, actors and so forth, who practice the law of attraction. Jim Carrey is one. He's been practicing the law of attraction for a long time. But then there was a panel of people like Jamie Foxx, and I forgot who was on the panel. And they all kind of talked about this manifesting and what you put out there. And Steve Harvey, if you know who Steve Harvey is, now he's famous for his thing about the Miss America, Miss World contest or Miss Universe contest, and he screwed up. But he's a big practitioner of the law of attraction. And even held up the book, The Secret, and said, this is probably the second most important book I've ever read, versus and under the Bible. So it really, and you listen to people who are very successful, they live by these principles of a law of attraction, of abundance. So we're going to talk a lot about that, because, and answer your questions on it, like, how come I'm not getting it? What's wrong with me, right? So let me give you this quote. It's a really cool quote, because it kind of summarizes a lot of problems. For Mike Dooley, he has a thing he puts out every day. It's on the internet. It's called a note from the universe. And he's talking, like presenting it as the universe is going to tell you something. Okay? Often, the sooner you can be happy without it, the sooner you'll be happy with it. Now, I read that a couple of times. Bam. Like, bam. Got it? Do you get it yet? Often, the sooner you can be happy without it, the sooner you can be happy with it. Isn't that a great quote? Think about it. If you can just be happy, you know, without whatever you want, without what you're hoping for in abundance, if you can get to that place of happy, that place of feeling good, that warm, fuzzy place, that I call it the feeling of being contented and at peace. If you can get at peace without what you think you have to have, that you want, and you put out to the universe, the sooner you will be happy with it. So, you know, a lot of people say, well, if I get this and I get that, I'll be happy. And what Mike is saying, that's not necessarily true. And a lot of teachers will tell you basically the same thing. Be happy and then you'll get it. I know it seems contrary, doesn't it? Be happy and then you'll get it. If you can get into that good feeling place, because that is, you know, and I was watching this really cool video, and by these really well-known people and actors and so forth, they talk, you know, like Steve Harvey is saying, like attracts like. So if you're happy, you're going to create happy. You're going to attract happy to you. So let me give you the Abraham quote. Okay, Abraham, non-physical entity, you know, back to the secret kind of stuff, right? When you wake up in the morning, the cells of your body have pushed the reset button. I like that. Isn't that a cool statement? When you wake up in the morning, the cells of your body have pushed the reset button. And if you don't reintroduce negative beliefs that you have about your body or about your ability as soon as you wake up, then you have a fresh start. So you get to start all over. It's like a rebirth every day. So, you know, it's like, oh, I'm this negativity in my life. Oh, my God, I've got to get it. Abraham is saying, and other teachers will tell you the basic thing, every day you have an opportunity to do it different. You don't have to be negative. You can. It's a choice. It's a choice not to introduce those negative beliefs back into your life. The negative beliefs about yourself, negative beliefs about your ability, the negative beliefs about what you deserve, the negative beliefs about anything in your life. You don't have to bring them back in. You're going, wait a minute, but they come up. Well, you can reprogram yourself. You can reprogram yourself. So that's my quotes up from there. So we're gonna talk about abundance. If anybody wants to talk about abundance, we will do that. Yes. I don't know. Some people think, okay, yes. So as my friend asked about abundance, can you have abundance and love? Absolutely. Absolutely, you can have abundance. So I started on an article. What is today? Wednesday, right? On Monday, because I was like in Journeyland yesterday. If you know what Journeyland is, that's like faraway places, visiting family out of town. That's Journeyland to me. Okay, so let me get to this quote, this article from Mind Body Green, and I thought it was a really good 8 tools to create abundance in your life. Now, you may have heard some of these before, and I got through a little bit of it on Monday, but I ran out of time, so I wanted to do it now for you. Okay, so we'll go back through them, and we'll go through these, and I'll let Spirit comment on them too, because I always, my spirit guides, I invite them in. I have Jay, and this is my spiritual family, Jay, and the spiritual family, who are kind of like my group that communicate to you. Okay, I've called them different things over the years, but yeah, that's the simplistic, without getting into any particular naming of things. Okay, so hold space for meditation each day. Now, these are eight tools to create abundance in your life. Now, it could, whatever that is, right? Whatever that abundance is. Okay, for years, oh, wait a minute. Well, let me get down to the thing. I don't want to, the intro is okay. Our energy will affect our external experience. You could use the word energy. I would use the word vibration will affect our external experience. And what we magnetize to ourselves, it's like this magnetic connection. The vibration you're putting out is attracting vibration like itself. Ooh, isn't that cool? Meditation helps us to move from mind to our heart, where our true power is. Sit for at least 5 minutes daily. Cultivate the feeling of love. The energy of love is the energy of abundance. Let me read that again. That's such a cool statement. Think about this one. The energy of love is the energy of abundance. So if you want to attract abundance, you know, the prior quote was about happiness. Well, if you feel in love, especially love for yourself, that's like number one thing, love for yourself. Just feeling that love, just feeling the love, right? I'm feeling the love. And it's, you know, there's the statement that people who are in love, really feeling love, usually attract things to their lives. I'll give you an example, my own personal example. I was single for a long time when I got married. It seems like when I got married, and I call it being in love, okay, marriage, because I was happy about getting married. I was excited, oh boy, I'm getting married. But once I got married, things started to happen in my life. Things started to come into my life. A job opened up, things starting to open up, you know, just life started to open up because I was in love. Now, as long as you can maintain that love, maybe it's for an individual, but mostly it's a love for yourself, right? Maintaining that vibration attracts things to you. So meditate on love. Just meditate on love. The feeling, you know, and I've done meditations, and maybe I can share a meditation sometime if you're interested on love and how to get there. In my last class at Learn It Live, if you want to go and listen to it, it's a dollar if you want to listen to it at learnitlive.com. I'll put my link there if you're interested, because the last class I had a dinner meditation, and in the meditation it was about attracting and connecting with your higher self of your spirit guides, and that was all about that whole thing of getting to that vibration where you can attract whatever you want in your life. It's all about attracting whatever you want, living from your higher self, because you get answers from your higher self. That makes sense. Okay, so I'll put the link there if you're interested in seeing. It's the last two ones I did that at Learn It Live, and they're a dollar each. But there's some really great meditations in there. Oops, wrong one. Ooh, it went to the wrong place. I always go, why did I go to the wrong place, right? Okay, no. I hit the wrong thing, but let me get back to where I was at. I know. Okay, I'll do that in a minute. Let me get into number two, because moving right through these things. Fear blocks us. Identify your fears. Fear blocks us from what we want. Now, I would say fear and beliefs are pretty close here, because sometimes our beliefs create fears, right? It may look like many unconscious thoughts and beliefs that you've been conditioned to believe. Common fears and beliefs about money and abundance are that it's bad or even evil or corrupt, or I'm not worthy of it, it's hard to get, and we have to sacrifice ourselves for it, and we can't get paid for doing what we love. These beliefs repel abundance. So you have to rid yourself of those fears. So how do you do that? Well, there's many different ways, right? Many different ways. I would say I have a meditation, a guide. I use a form of hypnotherapy, which is to help you identify those beliefs and introduce beliefs that are the opposite of that. Because you go to the subconscious mind, and I believe at the subconscious is really the place where you can do that. Really? Yes. at the subconscious mind is where, because the ego doesn't want you to release those because they've worked with you for so long. They've been with you for so long. So it's getting to that place. Listen to that meditation if I can find it. It's somewhere in here, but I'm back with your higher self, and they're a lot. You guys, some of us with me, I'm talking about abundance, so that's that thing that's important to you. We'd be love, rock, my friend, really. You're just attracting body in. We can talk about it. We let spirit talk to you about it. We're at my spirit, my ancestors, and they want to talk to this. It's an important topic. It's a very important topic. Okay. So where are we? We are at 8. So you got to use that psychic, and I can help you with that. We can do that. We don't think most of you are local, but we can do that. And it's a very interesting process to look at those beliefs that actually are causing you to hold back that. It's connected to what you want. Okay, number three. Know your beliefs. The world is unworthy in so many different ways. We don't deserve what we block it. An example of that is people who win the lotto, who win millions of dollars, and 2 years later they're broke. Because there's something inside. Side of them does, I don't deserve money. It's not my to have a lot of money. Not them having a lot of money. My not around to verify that money. But your lifestyle and the subconscious, I got to rid myself of that because that's not something comfortable for me. Because having a lot of money is something I'm not comfortable with. Okay? So, your self-worth as to money and love. It could be the same thing with love. It could be the same thing with love. You could go through love. You say, I'm not worthy of love. And you could sabotage every relationship you've ever been in. Acts for other people. It could be very kind acts. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to give all your money away to get more. It's just a matter of creating that cycle, living that cycle. Okay, so what are we doing? Okay. Wow. No in and out of sound, whatever that means. I don't know what that means. And that's a blog talk, and that's not me. Maybe a turn a different direction. I don't know. I'll stay in one direction and see if it works better. Maybe if I move a little bit, it causes a problem. I don't know. Try to stay rigid, right? You can't, you're breaking up, can't hear you well. I don't know what the problem is. I have no idea. Perhaps I have to go to another system. I don't know. Oh, it's Blog Talk. Okay, that's good to hear. Because I got this system. Yeah, because I use this same system for my clients on Skype, and it works really well. Interesting. Okay, back to my article. Back to the article. Okay, back to the article. Number five, let go of the old to bring in the new. This means things, relationships, habits, fears, beliefs, even a job with a paycheck. Ooh, sometimes we have to take the leap to reap the rewards. Many times we hold on to false security in things, jobs, and relationships, which limits our capacity to create what we want in the world. The energy within and around us dramatically shifts as we let go of that which is no longer contributing to our growth. I've been through that. I've been through jobs where I stayed there too long, and then the universe said, it's time to go. I've been doing it too long, time to go. So you either get laid off or you find something else, but it's time to go. I've even had the job where I woke up in the morning and said, I'm done with this job. I've done all I can do here. It's time to move on. And it could be relationships. Not people stay in relationships too long. Well, I can't lose, you know, I don't want to be a loser. But that relationship can get really negative after a while. And sometimes you have to let go. Sometimes you have to let go and clear out what you have in your home. I have a friend who it's called she's called herself the Abundance Whisperer. And what she does is help people to clear out their homes of things that are no longer necessary because they hold a negative energy. If you're given things and you no longer use them and they have a negative thought that goes with them and they're from your ex, it's time to get rid of them. It's time to let that stuff go. You know, clean out your closet. Don't hold on to things. For example, if you gained a lot of weight or lost a lot of weight and you got these old clothes and you got these clothes, well, if I get fat again, I'm going to need these, right? That's fear. Get rid of them. You don't need them. You're slender now. You don't need them, right? You don't need them. So the tip is check in with yourself. Notice what feels light and expressive, expansive in your light, and what feels heavy and tense. What do you need to courageously walk away from or let go of? And that's a good question for all of us, because sometimes it's really hard to step away from something and let it go, let it go, let it go. Yeah, see, you're right. You stay at a job too long and you know you shouldn't be there and your energy is not in the job anymore. And so finally, the universe arranges for you to lose the job, which has happened to me, and which was a blessing in the long run, even going, oh, I'm out of job. I'm out of a job. Oh, no. Okay, so moving right along here. So letting go of the old. Make forgiveness a central part of your well-being. How we operate in one area of your life will affect everything else. We need to have a holistic approach when dealing with our finances and abundance, or it could be love. It could be anything, right? I'm using the word abundance covering a whole area here. If we hold on to anger or resentment, grievances or grudges, we are blocking our energetic field. It's best to clear toxic emotions and heal the past so that we can move forward in the greatest way possible. Begin with self-forgiveness for any past experiences you might be holding on to and the judging yourself for. Then unhook yourself from the toxic emotions so that you can move forward in a healthy way. I'll give you an example of what Spirit told me once about forgiveness. It's if you're not forgiving somebody, which you've done, in them, and you've locked them inside yourself, you put them in a jail, and you emotionally feed them all the time. So you're feeding them emotionally, and you're thinking about them, and you haven't forgiven them, and you're emotionally attached to them. And that vibration is very negative. So what you need to do is let go of the vibration. Let go of that energy. Let go of those emotions attached to that person. So forgiveness is not the act of condoning actions. It's not the act of condoning bad behavior. It's letting go of that energy. Forgiveness is a personal thing. You let go of. You just let it go. You forgive. You just let it go. Okay, next step. I'm going to checking back and forth to see if anybody wants to talk to me on any of this. Okay, if not, okay, moving right along. I have a couple other articles I want to get to on abundance. Live your purpose. Many times we don't actually know what we want or what our life purpose is. For so long, we've been living for other people or cut off from our inner voice in what is true for us. Isn't that true? So that's why I talk a lot about connecting to your higher self, listening to your higher self, learning to listen to your higher self, listening to your higher self for those answers, listening to your higher self for that guidance that you need to get to where you want to go. Okay, when we begin to clear the fear blocks of not being good enough or feeling unworthy or undeserving or whatever the fear is, we discover our life's purpose. All that negative energy that we have holds us back from knowing. Self-love, we're back to the word love, and I use the word love and abundance almost linked together strongly. Such a tight bond between abundance and love, the energy of love. So let me read that again. We discover our life's purpose, our mission on the planet. And as we clear the box to who we are, we can access our passions and what we love. Our passion is our purpose. Our passion is our purpose. Let me read that again. Our passion is our purpose. Right? Our passion is our purpose. What are you naturally doing for free? Creative energy is abundance. It's tapping into what you already have, then bringing something out into the world, creating something from nothing. Let the pull from within guide you. Now, a lot of people will get tripped up here and say, well, I can't make money at this. I don't know how to make money at this. That's what I love, but how do I make money at this? How can I make a living at doing what I'm passionate about? Right? We'll have how. But let's go back to this basic premise of the law of attraction. Think about, focus on, visualize yourself doing what you're passionate about. Think about it. Visualize it. You ask for it. Ask the universe. Ask God. This is what I love to do. I want to make a living at this. And visualize yourself doing it and feel good about it and get that love for what you do in your heart. And let the universe rearrange everything and point you in a direction to get where you want to go, to get to that place. So let the universe align the how part. You just figure out what you're passionate about, what you love to do. Do it for free for a while. Exercise that muscle for a while. And then allow the universe to bring you that in a way to make money. Does that make sense? It seems so contrary in some ways, but it's the way it works. Find what you're passionate about. Believe in it. Turn it over and say, okay, I want to do this. And feel good about it. And get rid of the doubts and fears, as the article is saying. Get rid of those doubts and fears. Let me move on. Okay. Live your purpose. Remember that you don't need to be saved. Ooh, this is a good one. Okay. You don't need to be saved. Many of us play the waiting game. We tell ourselves a story about how when the perfect partner comes in, then that they'll bring a lifestyle we want or make everything okay. The things we use as crutches to save us are false security. Well, if my parents do this, or if I meet that right woman or man, if I have this right partner, if I move to this place, if I do this, okay, our true security comes when we live in accordance with our soul, with our higher self, listening to that voice, listening to that passion that comes from deep within you. Self-love is the baseline of happiness, health, and abundance. Self-love is the baseline of happiness, health, and abundance. We create more love and abundance in our lives from the internal place. Space of love and abundance. Begin to tap into your inner wellspring. What do you think about that? It's an interesting concept, isn't it? So how do you get abundance? You know, to summarize this whole article and to summarize all these ideas about creating and manifesting abundance, what it really comes down to, doesn't it simply come down to loving yourself, identifying what you're passionate about? Getting into that vibration of love, getting into the vibration of forgiveness, getting into the vibration of flow for generosity, and let it flow. You don't have to know how. You just have to show up and be ready for it. You don't have to know how. You just have to be ready to show up, ready and let it show up in your lives. Okay, I got another article. Oops, that's not the one I wanted. Oh, Okay, I know what I wanted to read. Okay, I'm going. No, I'm not going to do that one. There's a bunch of articles that I picked out today that I might want to look at, and I'm just trying to figure out which one. I'm trying to keep the theme going here as much as possible on abundance and love, and if I can find it. Okay, aha, I do have it. Louise Hay. I like Louise Hay. And she wrote this article, and I thought I'd go through the article. And it's kind of a tie. Life supports me every step of the way. And that's her quote for the day. And that's her quote. One of our main struggles is being true to ourselves. Just be yourself. Sounds like such a simple thing to do, right? When we practice loving ourselves, we develop a certain trust that brings us closer to being true to ourselves. For some of us, this is easier than, said than done. If you're finding that you're saying or doing things just to appease others, then you're denying your soul's purpose. I raise my hand and I go, yeah, I spent my whole 20-somethings into my 20-somethings appeasing and pleasing my mother, almost up, yeah, into my mid-20s. Sad, huh? I did it to appease others. And so you have to be really tricky with that. I'll admit here that my mother was verbally abusive. And so if I didn't agree with her and if I didn't go along with her, she would have rages and verbally, and not so much physically, but verbally browbeat me. And so it was easier to go along with the program than it was to change. So appease others. Be yourself. I encourage you to practice loving yourself often because it's the best way to get closer to who you are. Many times we find that we're unsure of ourselves. We constantly second guess our decisions or we take them based on others around us. Why are we so willing to trust others but not ourselves? That's a good question Louise raises. Why are we so willing to trust others but not ourselves? You are a unique, beautiful soul. Don't suppress your true self. This can be difficult in a world that is so quick to judge or compare you to others. We learn from our culture or parents, and when we start to judge ourselves constantly because that's what we've been taught. Yeah, it's that behavior, that belief system. Oh, judge yourself. You know, we learn to constantly judging ourselves, questioning ourselves. Oh, yeah, I can't do this. I can't do that. That is no way to live a happy and loving life. You're constantly being chased by something that is untrue to your divine being. So we're back to this whole concept of listen to your higher self, listen to your soul. Don't listen to others. Don't listen to your ego that says, oh, I gotta obey my parents. I gotta obey my siblings. I gotta obey my boss. I gotta obey my teachers. I gotta live my life to please them. Ooh, that's kind of a horrible thought. I'm gonna live my whole life to appease these people. There's nothing right or wrong way to be yourself. The inner child or inner compass is there to guide you. Trust it. Love yourself and always be true to the best version of yourself. Being true to yourself is a constant decision that we make daily. So you want to manifest something, listen to this concepts. Listen to the concepts here. Being true to yourself is a constant decision that we make daily, and don't think that it's just because you've made a mistake, you're a failure. Life is a learning experience. Sometimes we make decisions true to us, and sometimes we don't. It's okay because we learn. We are not defined. We are not defined by our mistakes we make. Let go of your negative self-talk, and love yourself. So if you're loving yourself, you're putting into that vibration of abundance. Loving yourself puts you into that vibration of abundance. When we love ourselves in each situation, we learn to be the best version of ourselves. Okay, so moving right along. Okay, I think there's a little bit more in this article. I'm going to check with you on it. back and see who's there and how much time I have left. I have a few minutes. Let me just kind of jump into it real quick, some of the points. I'm not going to go through all of her stuff, but I thought this was a very fascinating article by Louise Hay about loving yourself first. Okay, there are many ways to keep you along your journey from to being true to your being your true self. Being your true self. Those are three of her favorite tools to being honest with oneself. Keep a journal. Write down your experiences, how you felt about them, and whether you felt you dealt with them in a way that aligned with your inner voice. If you feel upset about towards someone, did you confront them or hide it? The more you write down and notice what you're doing that's best for you, the more you will get close to expressing your true being more often. Meditation. There is no better way than to relax, breathe, and rest your thoughts. This is a great time to practice affirmations and reflect on what you want for your life. And I would say in meditation, you can start visualizing what you want. You can start putting it out to the universe. And it's important meditation to lower the brain waves, get into a deep state so that you could do that. Okay. If you need some help with meditation, I've been teaching it for over 20 years, and I'm teaching it with the intent of developing belief systems that work, developing belief systems that will get to what you want in life and create abundance through your meditations. Okay. Practice mirror work. Okay. Looking into your eyes and expressing your true feelings is a great way to discover underlying issues and dealing with them. What they mean by mirror work is you look in the mirror, have a mirror, look at your mirror every day. Express into your mirror things about your hopes, your fears, but mainly the key thing in mirror work, absolutely the key thing, is to say, I love you. You're fantastic. You're beautiful. Try that. Get a mirror, look into the mirror and say, I love you. You're amazing. You're fantastic. You're going to have a wonderful day. You're unique. You're one of a kind. You have so much to offer the world. Do that. Look into the mirror and say, I have so much to offer. You have so much to offer the world. You're amazing. You're incredible. You're unbelievable. I love you so much. Can you say that to yourself in the mirror? I love you so much. It may seem funny at first, but more you get into it, you're developing the self-love. And by developing self-love, you're able to help other people. You're able to manifest whatever you want in your life. Okay, I'm going to change the tone. I got 5 minutes left. I'm not going to get into any deep subjects for a moment. I'm just going to play a little bit for the last 5 minutes. We're going to have this is from WebMD. It's the chocolate quiz. Check your chocoholic IQ. Which kind of chocolate is the healthiest? Milk, dark, white. I think that's pretty obvious. What kind of chocolate is the healthiest? Milk, dark, white. Of course it's dark. Well, that's the answer. So if you didn't guess that quick enough, I moved on. It's not up there with spinach, but dark chocolate is usually your healthiest bet. The darker chocolate is, the more or less fat and sugar it has. Plus, dark chocolate usually is less processed. That means it has most of the antioxidant flavonoids, which may help lower blood pressure and cholesterol. The higher the percentage of cocoa, typically the more flavonoids the chocolate has. Okay, eating your dark chocolate, it's good for you. And they say the serving size is about this package of a dental floss. So if you have a package, and that's usually about the size of a half a bar of dark chocolate. Ooh, that seems like a lot. Chocolate was believed to be so powerful that it was at one time, doctors used it to treat broken hearts. Nuns were forbidden to eat it. And both of those. I would go with both. Both. Okay, both. Chocolate has long reputation as an aphrodisiac. Aztec ruler Montezuma supposedly drank chocolatey concoction before visiting the women in his harem. Good for him, right? Yeah. It is believed that nuns were forbidden to eat it at one time because it was thought to be so romantically potent, and French doctors supposedly used it to treat broken hearts. It does have chemicals that make you feel good, kind of boosts the serotonin in your body. So, you bet, don't give it to nuns, right? Don't be handing out dark chocolate to a bunch of nuns, right? Okay. How many milk chocolate bars would you have to eat to get the caffeine in one cup of coffee? 2, 8, 14. I'm guessing how many milk chocolate bars would you have to eat to get the caffeine in one cup of coffee? And I'm going to guess 8. I'm not sure. Oops, 14. So don't worry about the caffeine. Don't worry about it in chocolate bars. There's not a lot in it. Chocolate has, but if you're looking to get a caffeine boost, chocolate isn't your best bet. Or if you're kind of allergic to caffeine, I know people that are, I can't have caffeine. Okay. If you need to eat 14 regular size, 1.5 ounce, so that'd be almost like 20 ounces of milk chocolate to get the same caffeine as your 8 ounce cup of coffee. That would have about 3,000 calories and 300 grams of sugar. So don't worry about the caffeine in your chocolate bar. Don't worry about it. Just eat your chocolate. Just eat. So you want to feel good. You want to love yourself. This is a good way to love yourself, right? It feels good. You love chocolate. Have your dark chocolate. It makes you feel better. Okay? A little mental aphrodisiac. If you think chocolate will do it for you, it will do it for you. Okay, I've had fun today. And tomorrow we'll talk more about abundance. We'll get more and more, and we'll take your calls on abundance and how you can get abundance and what's holding you up and what spirit has to say to you about abundance. That's what I want to do. Because that's one of the key things, whether it be money, whether it be love, whether it be a job, what does spirit have to say to you about attracting the abundance that you want in your life? Okay? So we'll do that. Well, I love you guys, and I appreciate listening. I appreciate all those who listen to the archive version. Again, in the chat room, I listed spirit.learnitlive.com with my name, George Gamond, in caps. George G is the G's in caps. Not all the G's. Okay, but go to the site and listen to the two programs, the classes that I presented. I think you'll really enjoy them. So thank you for listening. Have some fun. Bye. Bye.